Welcome to This Dev Life, the podcast for developers, where we talk about the daily life of developers, challenges we face, and how we overcome these challenges every single day. Join me and let's have fun together. Hi, good afternoon, BD. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I'm good.
It's a bright afternoon today. Winter is coming, but we're surviving it. Dear listeners, thank you for joining us again on This Dev Life. I have with me, I'll call her a very good friend, because of course we are good friends now. Name is Bidemi, and I have her on the show today. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Bidemi, so our listeners can know you more.
Hi Dara, hello everyone. My name is Bidemi Bukutin, and I currently work as a sales officer in a commercial bank in Nigeria. And sincerely, my role is not even tech focused at all. My role is sales, marketing, and customers. So I don't get to work with tech except use it to maybe perfect my skills or use it to sell better to my customers. Majorly, that is what I do.
You folks might be wondering, why do I bring a sales and marketing person on the show while this is a dev show? And the reason is because more recently, she fulfilled her goal. She, as in, got her aspiration of bagging all Microsoft Fundamental certifications. And I was like, wow, this is really inspiring and impressive. We'll have to bring her on the show to actually talk about her journey and her decision to learn that. So what would you say motivated you to learn, to get certified in all the Microsoft stuff, and why Microsoft technologies?
Okay. So in one word, my major motivation was curiosity. Really, it just started off as me being curious. So when I joined my firm currently, I wasn't exposed to enterprise software. Then that was like my first experience with it. And you know, I was always curious, I was always trying things out. Why does this work this way, or how does this work that way? So, you know, sometimes I learn new things, sometimes it tells me I need elevated access or I need administrative access. So that really got me curious, what exactly is administrative access? You know, how come I can't get to this level in this system and all of that? So I started Googling the specific error message. I say specific error message because I realized when you give Google something big, the result it gives you is usually
also
not even in line. Yes, exactly. So I started Googling the specific error messages, and somehow it led me to Microsoft Docs. So Microsoft documentation is where everything started for me. You know, it wasn't even about certification before. It was just about learning how things work or why things work. And, you know, that was what got me into coding. I started learning how to code last year too, when the whole administrative aspect thing started. So that was how it started.
Wow. So would I be right if I said it was your anger at why things were not working that made like, why would you not work for me? I am using
why
you
would
should
you not work
for
me.
Me.
Exactly.
And then
you
it got you to the point where you're like, no, I need to know why it's not working for me and fix it myself.
Exactly. I really like asking questions a lot. So people sometimes get tired, but Google never gets tired.
Yeah, of course.
So I have to keep Googling, understand why it breaks, understand why you want that. Hopefully, I hope I don't mess things up really.
Yeah. So one fun fact is when playing with computers, of course, you mess some things up, especially if it's your system, since you know you really want to pay to fix it. Because when I was learning to code also many years back, not that many, I'm not that old, I would break a desktop at home, my mother would go fix it, I'll break it again, they'll go fix it, be like, okay, you've broken it now, fix it yourself. Then I was like, okay, I could do this. I started fixing the computers myself, and I'm like, okay, I want to study this computer thing. Then I got into the field, and then it's been all fun on the long, which is quite rewarding. Yeah. Okay.
Really?
So now, you mentioned that your role is sales and marketing, and you went ahead to get Microsoft certifications. You now know how to code. You know about the cloud, probably even more than I do.
Oh my God. That's flattering, bro.
You never know. at least you would probably know power platforms more than I do now, because I'm a core dev person. So I would be right if I said that. So how do you manage your time between your sales and marketing work and the technical things you do and your certification? How do you manage your time?
So I, even though I was learning to code last year, I wasn't entirely loyal to it. Like, oh, I could code today and then probably till weekend again before I have the time to code. So lockdown was a very huge blessing for me. I was, you know, because everyone had to start working from home. I didn't have to go to the office every day. And it was, that was the first time I had to plan myself. I had to prepare my own calendar, make a timetable for myself. You know, I'm a morning person personally. I, everything, any productive thing or any plan that I have for my day, I start with it in the morning. So I wake up as early as 4 a.m. By 4, I pray first, then probably clean up and a few things, and then I start coding or I start reading. And let's say it's 2 hours, I guess I'm done, because I have to pray again. I have to pray to be by 6 o'clock or 5:30. So everything I want to do between that time, I'm done. And best believe, it really has worked for me. Because imagine you doing things 2 hours every day, 2 hours every day for months.
It becomes a lifestyle.
Yes.
Wow. That's really inspiring. Because me, I used to be a morning person. Then I became a night person. Then I became an afternoon person. Now I don't even know what person I am anymore.
What person you are anymore?
Yeah, I'm just anytime person now. But of course, I have routines I follow. So basically what I do is, before I go to bed at night, I check my calendar for the next day. So what I do is, I actually have this Alexa device. By 10:30 p.m. every day, it tells me what is next on my calendar. So I'll know if I should do a little bit of more work, if I have late meetings, or if I have early meetings, I'll go to bed early. If I have late meetings, I'll probably do some work into the night and all that, which is fun. Well, for me, I'm an anyhow time person. Well, maybe I will change to a normal routine pretty soon. I don't know yet, but that will be quite fun to see. So, now you've achieved your goal of being certified. You have a routine now of doing the tech things early in the morning, learning new stuff.
Early in the morning.
Have you ever failed at any point in time? And how do you tackle these failures and forge ahead with them?
Oh my God, I failed CL900. Far past from fundamentals. I failed it on the first attempt. I was walking up after the exam because I was so close. I think I was about 20 points short of the pass mark. I felt really bad. Like, oh my God, if I hadn't gone over the questions again, maybe I had a pass, or maybe I should not have changed some answers. You know, I was just confused. But luckily for me, I got a mail like a couple of weeks later, 2-3 weeks, that I passed the exam. And it came as a surprise to me, because the exam wasn't even in Peter when I wrote it. So, and I remember sending you a message.
Like, what's going on? And is it true?
Oh my God, what's going on? I'm confused. Are they kidding me or something? And then, you know, my score wasn't updated. It just showed 700, and I was just happy I passed. And by then, I had already scheduled again, because I was so bent on passing all those exams. I really was. And sincerely, it has been good to me. It has been good for me as well. Because in terms of me putting myself out there, in terms of me learning in public, in terms of me telling people, oh, this is what I want to do, and I'm really working towards this. And everyone can see it. Not just you telling them with mouth that, oh, I'm a programmer or I'm a developer now or something. Your certifications show.
Yeah, we'll show that you know what you say, you know.
It's
quite fun. I remember failing my first certification exam. I think that was sometime last year. That was EZ-103. I don't know why I failed it, to be honest. I just knew I got out of the exam. I think I was short of 13 points. Like, nah. I felt sad. I was like, no, I'm going to take this again. Then I took it again. Then I scored, I think I scored 850 or thereabout.
And I was like, God.
This is nice.
That was better.
Then I went to prepare me, because I did the practice test before I went for the exam. I was scoring upwards of 90% and all that. I'm like, why would I fail this? But then it was part of my work KPI to have certification exam. So I knew if I didn't do that, I would fail in some of my KPI. So that was my own pushing force. Even though, yeah, I've had certifications way earlier than that. I think 6 years back, when there was a promo when I was a student in the school and all that. So it's inspiring to see that you were hell bent on passing and you've gone ahead to reschedule the exam and say, no, I'm gonna pass this 10 no matter what.
Even though had to pass the exam, no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, they came back to tell you that you passed the exam, which is quite good.
Yes.
Yeah, I would be imagining that you're probably jumping and then, yeah, I passed.
No, I was jumping because it was... The mail came in very late to the day. Then I was jumping around in my room and I was like, yes, I passed. It felt...
So, if you were to advise anyone wanted to get certified, or probably purchase the same goal of yours to get all the fundamental certifications, then hopefully in the future, you know, get more. What advice would you give to them starting up, where to get materials and all sorts?
Okay, so for all Microsoft certification, Microsoft Learn is like the best place for you. Microsoft Learn, because there's this curated path for everything you want to take, for exams, for new topics, and every new time, you know, topics get released, and then they make it so fun, and you know, it's not even, you never even remember that you're actually reading text. I think that's the beauty part of it, because it's always fun. And then Microsoft Learn. I was talking about Microsoft Learn, right?
Yes.
So I said, for every Microsoft certification, Microsoft Learn has a curated path that you have to follow. So when you go with your exam skills outline and then you follow Microsoft Learn, you see that everything goes together, hand in hand. So besides Microsoft Learn, Microsoft Docs too.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay. So where did I get
from? Microsoft Docs.
Oh my god. So I would advise everyone to get familiar with Microsoft Docs and Microsoft Learn.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you very clearly.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, that's good. Right. So earlier you asked why Microsoft certification. Hi.
Hello.
Where did I get from?
Why Microsoft certifications?
Why? Because it was the most relatable thing for me. So my organization is a Microsoft partner, so we usually push out Azure websites a lot, and every time I see the link, I'm like, babe, you should learn this stuff too, and which was majorly the major reason why I went for Microsoft and not for AWS or Google.
Okay, quite impressive. Okay, so I guess that's it, guys, on the show for the day. We've been talking with Abidemi, and she's been sharing her experience on how she got certified, why her failures, her learnings, and all that. For more information about Abidemi, I'll post her Twitter handle in the description below. Her Twitter handle is blog her, even though, yeah, I'll share the link with your Twitter handle. So make sure you follow her. If you don't, I don't know what to do to you. So our Twitter handle, more bio about her, in the description of the podcast episode and also on the YouTube video. So thanks very much, guys, for listening to today's episode of This Dev Life. I hope you've learned something. Please do well to share with your friends, family, friends, and foes so they can learn and, you know, get insights into tech life, sales to marketing, into tech life, and all that. I will say thank you again for watching and listening up until this time. Till I come your way again with yet another guest on This Dev Life, I want to say have a very safe day, afternoon, morning, evening, whatever time you're listening to this. I'll see ya. Let's say bye.
Have a great day. Bye bye.
Bye everyone. See ya.
been listening to This Dev Life, a podcast for developers by Dara Oladapo. Thanks for joining me on the show. I'll see you in the next episode.